Good morning. It's that time of year again. It's coming around quickly, doesn't it? So again, I'm here to talk to you about National Eye Health Week. This year, it'll take place from the 23rd to the 29th of September. And again, promoting the importance of eye health and the need for regular eye tests for all. One of the key questions we want you all to ask and ask others is, when did you last have your eyes checked? This is an important question, as sight is the sense of people fear losing the most, yet many people still don't know how to look after their eyes, and that's the message and how National Eye Health Week aims to change that. The National Survey for Wales for 2018-19 asked how often respondents had had their eyes tested. 73% of adults aged over 16 reported that they had their eyes tested at least once every 2 years, and although that's encouraging, it still leaves over a quarter that have not. One of the most important things we can all do to continue to raise the need for regular eye tests and for regular eye health checkups. Still, too many people think that an eye test is not just about checking whether your vision needs correcting with glasses or contact lenses. So it's important that it's not just about that. It's not just a sight test, it's a full eye health as well. Now, a sight test is a vital check on the eye health, on the health of the eyes. A regular sight test can help us detect eye conditions before you notice them and identify health conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, raised cholesterol, and increased risk of stroke. Most people should have their eyes examined by an optometrist every 2 years, although it could be more often depending on your age, family, and medical history. You might be entitled to free eye tests, for example, children up to 16 years and up to 19 years if they are in full-time education, people over 60, for those on income-related benefits, and if you have a family history of eye disease, as previously mentioned. Now, there are other ways to look after your eyes and to promote during National Eye Health Week. So eating a healthy diet, rich in fruit and vegetables, not smoking, protecting your eyes by wearing sunglasses whenever the UV index rises to more than 3. Always check for a CE, UV 400 or British standard mark on your sunglasses to ensure they provide adequate protection. And if you wear contact lenses, make sure you look after them properly and follow the guidelines given to you by your optician. If you use a computer monitor, which quite a lot of us do, make sure you take regular breaks and to keep your eyes feeling fresh and bright. So National Eye Health Week has a number of themes, a theme for each day. So this year the themes are: Monday will be general eye health, the importance of regular eye tests and the influence your lifestyle can have on eye health. Tuesday is about nutrition and the eye. Wednesday is about sight after 60, with a focus on the important role healthy vision plays in fall prevention. And coincidentally, National Eye Health Week and Falls Week Prevention are the same week this year. So Thursday is about diabetic retinopathy. Friday is the big blink, or as National Eye Health Week want to call it, for eye day. I don't think that works. Nevertheless, so at 11 o'clock on Friday, all users of screens will be encouraged to look up from their screen and blink, and then carry on following the 20-20-20 rule, which is every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Saturday is about caring for children's eyes, including a look at myopia, control and prevention, before finally the Sunday is about smoking and sight loss. So this year in Wales, once again, Welsh Government has and Welsh Government colleagues have liaised with the IK Communications Group to deliver, during National Eye Health Week, targeted M4, A470, A55 signs to encourage drivers to think about their vision, and there'll be some key messages displayed, including get your eyes tested, and poor vision costs lives. This follows significant coverage of the call for optometrists to have parity with GPs and a compulsory duty to report patients straight to the DVLA if they fail to meet the required visual acuity. Some of our partners' work, so during National Eye Health Week, International Glaucoma Association will be asking their members how well they live with glaucoma. Our NIBM partners will be promoting key messages through the social media channels. Sight Cymru will launch a new line dancing group during the week, and Care and Repair and local authorities will promote key messages to their staff. So there's quite a bit already going on, and if you are planning on doing anything, this is the next step. So there's 5 things we want you to do during National Eye Health Week. First one is to book an eye test. Second is to show your support for National Eye Health Week using the hashtag #EyeWeek on your social media channels, so that's your Twitter feed. Third is to join the Big Blink. And the fourth is to visit visionmatters.org.uk to download a range of resources, including details of how to get involved with the Big Blink, and to encourage your family and friends and colleagues to do the same. So there's lots of resources on the website. There's also out in the lobby on the Wales Vision Forum stands an array of information around National Eye Health Week and some packs and some information that you can pick up, and really to encourage you to all get involved during the week. And also, before I finish, just for your diaries, on the 10th of October it is World Sight Day, and then also during November in Wales it's Sensory Loss Month. So you may wish to consider what messages you could give on these days also. Thank you for listening.